Sorry, all right, we're rolling. Cleavage rocks.
Hold on, I'm gonna
send it to you. Oh yeah, the cleavage with Drake. Is that what you're talking?
It was on Instagram. No, I no, it was on. It was a different one. It was just a picture of her boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, start the fucking show. Dude.
How did she crack
John,
the guy code?
Don't start the fucking
we're
show
rolling.
Right now.
We're rolling.
All right, can you F edit and start over?
Is this clean or dirty?
Whatever you guys.
It's definitely clean.
Clean. Clean would be preferred. If you guys then talk directly into the mic like I am, just mouth F the mic.
I didn't know we were ready.
Tilt it up.
Chris, watch this. I'm going to take it all the way.
That was like a snake eating
Hold
a mouse.
On, let me rub some bacon on it so I can get it all the way to the back.
Oh, I got to sell these mics to the Jews.
All right, start the show. Start the show.
All right, and welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. I'm joined today by the lovely Chris Lingbach, who is currently massaging his forehead in the manner of someone who's happy where their life is and just overjoyed to be exactly where they are right now.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Hi.
Good acting, sir. Good stuff. Thanks, we've also got Brian Bolte here, who's currently pouring himself a rock star. What is this, an alcoholic thing?
Non-alcoholic.
Okay.
Somewhat alcoholic. I'm making
a rock star and a loco.
Back in Four Loco used to have caffeine in it.
I remember.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
I'm going back to the original recipe.
Very nice. Very nice. I applaud that.
We forgot the song at the beginning.
We'll fade that
John's
in.
Got a fucking podcast. John's got a fucking podcast.
I paid all of those.
I think I can have
fuck.
That on Audacity.
That was like four or eight. We got them out now. We're good. We got the swearing out.
I don't think that's going to be the case. Just
John's got a fucking podcast.
All right, yeah. Call me Nostradamus over here. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there every episode we've ever done. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter, it's at papasbasement, facebook.com/papasbasement. Chris, you're having a real teehee over there. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hey, John.
Yes?
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for letting us, by the way, record the show in your house.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm just here for the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super proud of you, Chris.
Why is that, Brian?
He's got an Arlington pad that's not on Glebe Road in a shithole like everyone else. You actually have a nice spot. Oh. Pretty impressed.
Thanks, man.
You've done well for yourself.
I pay a solid $900 a month.
Oh,
for
Jesus Christ.
For just your share of it?
Yep.
Remember that dude that we were talking about earlier that used to rob people and have everyone else pay the rent? You must be doing that. Is your name on the lease and you're just like bringing people in to pay for it?
He was a very nice guy.
He was an awesome guy. He's not dead, dude. He wasn't, was.
Yeah. Chris is clearly.
Some of us used to call him Chief.
Can we? We'll get to Chief in a second. I want to celebrate your place for a minute, man. I walked in and there was
empty handed.
A lot of, yeah, well, I said I'd pay cash for whatever you wanted. But it smelled like a Vietnamese delicatessen in here. There was a lot of fancy meats being fried up, and I walked into plates of bacon and scrapple, and you're making a beef stew of some sort.
Some people show up empty-handed, and they're mm-hmm. actually like somehow offended by like there not being more things catered to them. But mm-hmm. I actually had scrapple and bacon for you in case you wanted to have them, just in case.
Okay.
If not, that's fine. You could just not have them.
I'm...
Oh, no, I understand you're telling me the position.
You all right there? Position.
Position myself in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
I understand that. But at the same time, I also cooked a beef stew, which you still have not dipped your old fingers into yet.
I have not had your beef stew yet, and I want to say that you have made a big to-do about the stew. Can that be the episode title right there?
Big to-do about the stew.
This is apparently your second stew of the weekend, right?
No, I made a stew last weekend.
A stew last weekend.
I made a stew this weekend because I knew you were coming over, and
okay.
I figured I wanted to share my good tidings to you. You know, just as a good friend, and you promptly shit all over them.
Are you...
F8 that, please.
Are you doing all right? Like, I feel anytime a man's cooking that much stew and he's outside of Wisconsin, something might be eating at him. Are you good, man?
No, I'm good.
All right. Just check.
I brought tidings to you, sir, to your house.
Yeah, Brian did a bit more of what I would call like normal for
gold.
This area.
Brian brought actual tidings, yeah.
Yeah, Brian just brought a ton of beer and Four Loko and Rockstar, and
he's actually telling us that the Four Lokos and the Rockstar together are their own entity.
They are now. It's the original.
Don't look at
Four
me.
Loko.
Stop looking at me.
Okay, I'll look at Brian now.
You know, it was kind of weird. I was going to get some chips or something to snack on.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris
no
just took
that?
This
okay.
to a whole level because I'm literally sitting next to
yeah.
a plate of about a pound of bacon and about a half a pound of scrapple, and it's right in front of me.
You,
and I, you know,
somebody's not taking the hint.
You are definitely looking like the least Jewish person ever right now.
Well, look at the hair.
That's true. Yeah.
Bile meat.
Oh, you take a bite, so you know.
You do have the entire bacon plate, and yeah, many slices of scrapple, which...
It's a little cold, but it's still delicious.
It's been there for a bit.
Yeah, it's been there for 2 hours since you guys have been here and not eaten it.
I'm sorry. I feel like you're hurt that we're not dipping into your stew yet. Do you want that to be segment one? Much ado about the stew?
No, I want you to talk about what you're going to talk about and just pretend that you didn't royally offend me.
I think you're the man.
Yeah.
Meat products and stew?
I think so much. Even though I typically don't eat beef, I was going to eat some beef stew with you.
I was getting ready to say, if you being a pescatarian, whatever they
yeah,
call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. That's like vegetarians that eat like shrimp and fish.
Exactly, like the lazy
it's a
kind.
Thing. It's a thing.
Rastafarian.
Yes. No, I don't want to offend you through your stew. So let's...
Cool, John. Well, let's move on from there, I guess.
I mean, do you not want to get some stew bowls? We can eat the stew on air. That can be a whole thing.
Is it on low?
I mean, we
or
can.
Low?
Yeah, sure. If you would like to do that, John, I would love to do that.
I would.
Quick question.
You pulled some bowls out. It's right next to the slow cooker.
No, I want to eat it out of your belly button.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
He's throwing headphones already.
Yeah. Chris has hurled his headphones to the ground in mock anger.
Are we doing like a...
Now he's walking like a silverback gorilla
is there
over
be
to
like
a slow cooker.
Master Chef tutorial here. He's going to tell us how he made it. And we can put this under the cooking
I wonder if simmering much like the stew is his rage because a couple of days ago he brought up the previous stew that he crafted and was going on about, with Pete, how many packets of... Just going on.
Just going on.
Just prattling. Prattling like an unloved grandmother. And it was going on about how many packets of Lipton onion he put in there. And they really were having a nice stew segment unto themselves. And
he
so it got me in the mood for stew. But I wanted to get the show rolling. But I guess I should have walked in to Chris's house and immediately said, "All right, where's that stew of mine?" And held my hands in the air.
He's ladling.
Well, that's how
servings.
Soft, that's how soft the beef is.
It's
the way Chris Lingenbach cooks it.
But this isn't a taste. This is like a bucket of stew coming at
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is like your cheat day.
Like, if you remember in Temple of Doom where they're eating monkey brain stew, it's
not
about...
A good
look at the size of those bowls.
He has giant pho bowls that I guess he
I
stole
say.
Off one of his exes. That we are going to be served beef stew in.
I want some of those beans and the green stuff to put
yeah.
on top.
Right, I got it.
You mean
And I'll take chopsticks, please.
Yeah. I'm pumped. We'll do some live stewing.
Are we going to put this in the cooking section?
Yeah, this is going to be our first cooking show.
Chris, you want to tell us about, you know...
Oh, look at this. A spoon and a fork each. Does that mean there's some noodles that I'm going to have to put the fork into, and then I'll turn them around like Lady and the Tramp, and then I'll put them against the spoon?
Just in case.
Okay.
I hope this is roofied.
Yeah, God. we just both wake up with the bowls buried in our asses.
My rock star's gone, and I'm really uncomfortable.
How do you think you fit the rock star up there? Alrighty. Oh, that looks like a delightful stew.
Sure does.
I can see onions and potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. Was that from your ex-girlfriend?
I was going to say, how much of this bok choy?
Oh, well, it is.
Was that one of your ex-girlfriends?
No, I'll let you Google it after this.
Okay.
It is pho. fall apart tender, sir.
This is very beefy.
Why aren't you? It kind of weirds me out when the chef doesn't eat with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
When he just stares at you, he's like, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, guys.
Then I just wait for Brian to eat it to see how long it takes him to black out.
I was going to say, recipe by Bill Cosby.
I'm like, look, we can rape them together, Chris. Huh? Work with me here.
Good one, John.
Thanks. All right, hold on. So I've got a... is this a chunk of potato or...
You tell me. You're describing it.
If I eat this bowl, I will never be a sundress silly.
Oh, God.
No, if you eat that bowl, you're going to feel really healthy afterwards.
Mmm.
Like 16 to 12 hours afterwards. 16 to
12. Here, put some bacon in it.
No.
It was good.
I can hear you chewing. That's good.
Yeah, it's hot. It's a hot stew. I have to suck on. I have to go.
Well, yeah, be careful. You might want to blow on some of it.
Okay. Just cool it down a little?
Yeah, you're used to that.
Okay.
Both of you as professionals, does it make you crazy if I chew right into the mic?
There's nothing professional about this.
Especially Chris with his headphones on.
Chris, you guys want any hot sauce?
Chris lives to torpedo me like he's a German U-boat.
I got sriracha.
Oh, I want sriracha.
Sriracha. I got Texas Pete.
Sriracha. I'm a California boy. You got to sriracha me up.
Pardon me, California boy.
California.
Sriracha is so silly, yet money at the same time.
It can be poo-poo butt hurting.
It's never butt hurting. Oh, you better bite your tongue.
God. This is maybe the worst 10 minutes we've ever done.
I was going to say, you can F8 this entire segment, right?
Yeah. I can just delete.
Hey, look, Scorch is coming in. Come on, Scorch.
Fake stews.
Take slight offense to that.
Okay.
You don't want to be Scorch?
Nope, nobody wants to.
No, Scorch doesn't want to be Scorch.
Scorch doesn't want to be Scorch.
Yeah. That's why he drinks a bottle of nail polish a night. Every day he wakes up, he's like, oh, no, not the sun again.
John, do you want some hot sauce with that?
I'm good. I prefer to leave the heartiness of the stew intact.
Do you want a napkin?
Do I need one?
No.
I need one for my sweating because it's freaking hot.
You all right?
I just took a big.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's going on?
We just lost him.
I'm back. Don't worry.
Mmm. That's hearty.
What is my C word I have to use?
Cloge. Cunt.
No. F8. F8. Abort, John. Abort.
Oh, man.
Is this why we do this thing in an actual studio so you can't drink and eat?
Well, I feel like you used to have a much more professional flow. Until Chris came on, and now we're like feeling out Chris. Like, what Chris kind of has done his own thing on air.
What are you saying, John?
I'm saying you bring a different quality.
Yeah, I would. That's a good way to characterize it too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, just bring a different quality. I don't make things harder for you to edit or anything like that.
I've been loving.
Bring a different fucking quality. That's all I'm saying.
I've been loving Chris. Up until the last episode, where I think everyone that listened to it actually hated you. The Shitty Beatings ones, F8 that, was
that Beloved?
I loved that show.
I actually went back and listened to that probably 17 times, and I came up with the exact idea as you did, that I really hated myself after that.
That a line had been crossed?
I genuinely,
Whoa! Okay.
I genuinely.
I was gonna say, which one of your exes gave you that?
Yeah, I had a genuine hate for myself.
Oh no. Well, that's not good.
But how's the stew, John?
Stew's delightful.
That's cool.
It's in a thick brown suspension.
So you guys want to talk about stuff?
Hold on, I didn't blow on it. So
after talk about stuff.
After you listen to the mic.
Oh. So we're all staying here in Virginia. Brian, what's going on with you?
I'm here in Virginia, too.
That's cool.
For another month and a half.
Whoa, that's weird.
Boom.
Wow, I didn't see that coming at all.
That was crazy.
What's happening? Where are you going?
John and I are moving together.
I feel like Chris is using my show to do this anti-show.
I'm sucking right into it. John and I are finally.
Whose fault is it, honestly? You invited me onto the show.
I like you.
All right, so where are you going?
We're going to California together, where we can be accepted.
Who's we?
John and I.
John and I. Okay.
That's not true.
So John's staying here, and then
John doesn't love me. Then
where are you and not John going?
Do you want to do an actual segment on why you're leaving?
I
Are you permitted to?
Can't.
No.
Exactly. Do I need a real reason to go back to San Diego? Other than it's awesome?
Not really. It's kind of like the perfect place. But if you could, though, that would be great, too.
Yeah, if you want to make one up, because apparently we can't talk the real stuff.
Yeah, let's just say you had to make an idea up about why you're leaving for San Diego.
Let's see.
If you had to make something up, what would you say?
Awesome. And there's a beach there. Mm-hmm. And my wife's from there. Uh-huh. And I think my kids would enjoy it.
What's like another reason?
And I knocked John up.
I can hear my five listeners going to two.
Can we start over?
Yeah, we don't have to include this.
Sounds really exciting. All right, cool. Well, what else do you guys want to talk about?
We had an outline.
Yeah, I got a legit outline. If you, Chris, do you want to, you know, participate or?
Yeah, no, I'm totally into this.
No, you're not. Why do you say that? You're not into this.
I'm John. Shut up. I'm into this.
I think we should nix it and then start.
We can leave the first 15 minutes. That's funny. We can shove it at the back.
No, you're the
just
ball.
Kind of a
you
bonus.
Can shove yourself in the back. I'm here.
All right. Do you want a new intro and everything?
No.
No?
Yes?
Okay. That'd
be great. Let's start the show over.
All right. I want the flow between us, man.
Right. Of course, John. I get it. The flow
you need
between
more?
Us.
You want a shot?
I know you're my friend, but on air, I feel like you hate me.
You want a shot?
Yeah, just on air, I hate you. Totally on air.
Okay, off air, you hate me too.
No, we're good. How's your soup, John? How's your soup?
It's delightful.
John!
Okay. We got like 1 hour.
How is it, John?
It's good. It's beefy.
Does it taste good?
It's good. I'm thankful for all the for all the work you put into it.
It is actually awesome, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not soup. This is far from soup.
It's a stew.
I can just hear you slurping it, John. It sounds real good, John.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds real good, John.
The,
sounds real good.
You like that? I'm trying to play it up for the mic.
Sounds like good soup, John.
He's eating beef for you.
Yeah, I am, dude.
And he doesn't eat.
You ever had a good soup, John?
I have. Today, right now.
Line of the day. Whose recipe, Chris?
Sounds real good, John. Tell me about it, John. Tell me about your soup, John.
Is this how improv class goes with you guys?
No, this is like anti-improv.
Okay.
Tell me about your soup, John. Tell me about it, John.
Instead of yes and, Chris is no fuck you.
Okay, so he was doing yes.
Tell me about it, John.
No!
Your soup looks real good, John.
Did you just get some on your... Yeah, I'm sorry. You're way too expensive.
Please. Spill a little water on your computer, John. Tell me about that, John.
It's a bad bit. All right, I'm going to move the soup.
You look real interested in that soup, John. That's disgusting, John.
No, it's mine forever.
What kind of beef was this?
The Chuck beef, John.
It's Chuck, I can tell. Look at Chris, man. Chris shot out like 40, 50 bucks on meat for us. Between the bacon.
I'm a good friend, John.
He is a good friend.
Tell me about it, John. John refuses to tell me about it, John.
What do you want, Chris?
What do you want? Hey, do you want to do Thursday with Jeff still? Because he hasn't got back to me.
Yeah, if we can.
Are you quitting the show, John?
Is the sound just too bad?
It's not that bad. I'll play for you when we're done.
All right. Well, I got to wrap up in 1 hour. Practice starts at 7 for the other thing.
Some of us are still recording, John.
Okay. Here. Who's sour apple? Here, you drink this, and we'll keep going.
All right. Chris, if you can, work in a more yes and capacity.
Oh, are you angry, John?
It's just hard to do the show lately.
Is it, John?
Yes.
Yeah, let's not do last week.
This is my warning, John.
As a listener, I felt for John. I wanted to stab you in the face.
just
want to put that out there.
Okay.
That's disgusting, John.
All right. Right at the 20-minute mark, we'll start again.
What do we have coming up?
Yeah, we're just going to start over, John.
have, I mean, I still want to talk his beef, if he wants to beef riff. And just, I have nothing outside of current events right now. And welcome to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today by the gorgeous Brian Bolte.
I'm so gorgeous.
You are. You've got facial hair, black facial hair, brown eyes, curly black hair. I feel...
None of that's correct.
I feel like I'm staring in an Adonis mirror over here.
I have beautiful hazel eyes.
Hazel?
And dark brown facial hair.
Really? Is that before you dyed it?
Well,
with Gresham
originally.
Formula?
My Gresham formula might make it a little darker than it actually is. And the copious amounts of... hair product that I use might also make my hair look darker than it actually is.
Okay.
But either way, I agree with you. I am rather gorgeous.
Yeah, you're hanging on. You're a DILF over there. 39 years young. That's what you like to say because you're a party animal. And look who's here. Look who's fresh from the powder room. Chris Lingbach, my longtime radio friend.
Hey, John, just let me know when we're recording, okay?
We're recording. You have a mouthful of, what is that, chaw? What is the term for... The thing that's going to cost you your jaw in 20 years.
Jizz.
Fat keeps your coat shiny, sir.
If that's the case, I'm staying later.
What? He's got his tabacky. Yeah, there's the spit. Oh, God, he's doing that gross thing where he drinks with it in his mouth.
And he has the broken blood vessels in the fingers that kind of matches this. How are you this close to Washington, D.C.? With chaw? In a bashed finger.
Some of us say that I'm a success story.
We were a success story with this place here.
There's a Hank Williams Jr. song that kind of reminds me of Chris. A country boy can survive. Oh, you've got Johnny Cash over there.
That reminds me of Chris.
Well, that's like actual country music.
Johnny Cash isn't country music.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I hate country music.
He's that kind that like transcends.
Wait a second. Hold up.
Hold up.
First of all, let me ask John if we're recording.
We're recording.
No, we're not.
I don't want to speak and then find out 10 minutes later that I was just doing a wacky bit that nobody recorded.
Hey. Your last bit was so money, and it's gone.
It was.
That is
so lost to the ages. It reminds me of all the antiquities that have been lost in Syria due to ISIS's occupation. Like, what we didn't record was, like, the city of Palmyra. Just kidding. Snow plowed under with a snow plow in Syria. Yeah. Snow plowed under. Lost. All right. You're being recorded now, though, so this will live forever.
This is live.
Yes.
You look very
He's
angry.
Just staring at me, unbroken. Like, I feel like I'm losing my virginity to Chris right now. Like, this is what he does when he's inside a woman.
Maybe,
and it's unsettling.
Maybe we should try his stew or his bacon or scrapple him happy again.
He already ate his stew and his bacon, and I appreciate all the meat that was here when we walked in the door.
Chris, did you do this because you like us or because you want us to die of a heart attack?
Chris, to this day, even though I know we're friends, a part of me doesn't. Like, a part of me...
He just hates you so much.
Yeah, like, I'm almost wondering, like, if I walked in the door and he somehow had the time to go and get my cats and kill them and then cook those up and serve them to us. Like some sort of Greek myth.
Well, I'd be with him because I'm not a cat person, and I can't believe you have cats, but I wouldn't kill your cats because I know that would take your joy away.
It would hurt.
Because I love you that much.
I would frown upon it at the
least. I'd even pet your cats if they came up to me and sneeze and cough the entire time.
So Chris's eye contact is unbroken. He's barely making a smile, too. I mean, he's really...
And we don't have a camera on this, Chris, because I didn't bring it with you.
Hold on. I'll take a picture of blonde Ted Bundy over here.
Okay. Everybody be quiet for the picture taking. Chris, smile.
No. He's already... He's not going to...
Smile.
This is his new character, Silent Guy.
Silent Guy.
And we just talk about him. He becomes the central focus of the show without talking.
So basically...
This is some judo over here right
now. What is it called when you are famous and there's people that make you food prior to you going on the show?
Oh, we're his handlers?
No, there's a term for
writers?
It. Craft...
craft services. Yeah.
Chris, are you a craft... A very angry craft service person?
Like, his eyes are starting
to get even angrier.
They're bugging out. Chris, you're more than invited to talk on the show.
Chris has a fucking podcast. F8 that. Nope.
I don't have F8 on this. I don't know how to mark.
Okay. Sorry.
Hold on. Let me see.
I'll try not to swear anymore.
All right. So I guess we can keep on doing the show. Chris is amusing himself, and that's fine. You know, I want everyone to get something out of the recording. I thought witty banter of some sort would titillate him.
So did anything happen recently?
Can
you talk about?
Oh, he broke eye contact. What happened?
He needed to spit into his cup and then drink it.
No, he's drinking Four Loko, I think, out of that cup. I don't know where the spit cup is.
You guys ready to do the show?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's do that show.
Come on, Chris. All
right. So this is...
So one of us is moving to San Diego.
And it's Chris?
I don't know what was recorded earlier, but I'll go ahead and ask Brian. Hey, Brian, you're moving to San Diego, yes?
I'm moving back to San Diego.
Good song, by the way.
Yep. Going back to
Sandy.
Hey, go. Sing with me, Chris.
Why are you moving there?
Because it's awesome.
Well, you can't give the real reason, which is sad. And I explained it to my mom.
There's no reasons, but there's several.
Okay.
You should probably have a piece of bacon while you're eating.
You know what? Let me.
I want to see you make a scrapple sandwich. And I don't mean scrapple between bread. I mean two pieces of scrapple with bacon in the middle.
Let me regurgitate my bacon.
All right, no, still eat it, though.
All right.
He is. He's going to eat
this. You know what, though? This is why I was supposed to have the camera. I need a thinner. You could cut this a little thinner.
Yeah, John's going to cut this a little thinner on the podcast.
Look at him go.
Scrapple sandwich is pretty
good. A literal meat sandwich.
I can hear you chewing.
Oh, good.
Sounds so
you can hear the sinews rip in his mouth.
Can you hear that into the mic?
It's working.
I feel like you're ripping through tendons.
Well, scrapple is the leftovers, right? It's kind of like the hot dog of meat quality.
Hot dogs somewhere in the city.
Scrapple's legit. They mop up the kill floor and then dump some sugar in a pot, and that's scrapple.
But I gotta say, Chef Chris over here,
Chef Lingbach,
to the perfect. It actually is like toast.
Yeah, it's like a meat cracker.
All right, so why are you moving to San Diego again?
My wife's from there.
Oh, that's a good reason.
I've already lived there.
It's a dreamland.
It really is.
Have you been?
Pretty freaking...
Yeah, I have.
Really? I have not.
It's actually fucking awesome.
Why have you not been to San Diego?
I've only been west once. I went to L.A. for 1 week in the infancy of the show. Back when I would blather on about how I was going to nut up and move there and become famous, and clearly I did all that.
We're in San Diego.
No, to L.A.
Los Angeles.
And I had a chick who listened to the show, and she was like, hey, you want to just, like, flop on my couch for a week? And I was like, that sounds great. And so I crashed in Hollywood for a week, and I was there, and I went to Orange, and that was about as south as I went. That's, like, what, 1 hour south of L.A.? And San Diego's two, I think.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, go on, please.
I saw Tom Green on the rooftop pool.
Okay.
Of a hotel in San Diego one time, and it was silly. It was a silly pool, and it was right on the rooftop, and I just saw him, and instead of saying hi to him, I just took photographs of him that he didn't know that I took.
You photographed him like a woman in a toilet. Like
kinda,
on the
sly.
Okay.
So basically you're a paparazzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and I put it on my Instagram.
You're like a Japanese guy at the bottom of an escalator.
Yeah, you can find him on Instagram right now if you want. Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Instagram.
Instagram, like Scrapple.
Doing a show with Chris is what I imagine would be like taking a shot of heroin right to my dickhead. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I have a friend boner right now.
That's fucked up, but but I agree with you.
It's awesome. It's like great for like 20 minutes.
No, the recording with Chris has been very interesting because he's done, I don't know how much time on radio, like actually hosting.
Hours upon hours.
Has done shows with Oathman for a couple years, the CNO show, and then has done a solo show, which I find
scary.
Beyond impressive, yeah. You've done that a couple years. But he's also found improv lately, and I think like radio has worn thin to him, so he kind of comes on and is like, I'm going to do a character sometimes. But right now we're getting just Chris.
Yeah.
No, you're getting sleep. This isn't Chris. This is a character.
It's true, but it's like it's within the realm of regular
yes.
Chris.
This is sleepy Chris.
This is just Chris who's had 12 Miller Lights on a Sunday. Like it's, I don't know.
Oh, is it?
John, we just call that Sunday.
Yeah.
Remember, he's younger than us. That's back what we used to do.
Actually, I think you're right. But see, I wish you hadn't brought that up because now that we're on to the character to some extent, I think he's going to play up the character traits.
Or he might actually change the character.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Brian. Might actually do that.
So, John.
So, John, what's going on, John?
The dodecahedron of Chris's. He's like a magic eight ball. Like, we shake you, and it's just like whatever comes to the top.
Yes.
All right, now it's slow to react, Chris.
He's more like a child when you shake them, and they talk less for some reason.
Oh.
That's how I'm feeling Chris is right now. Yeah. So when I shake Chris as a
you
child...
You feel we're going to shake him and lose him to the state?
He's going to lose his ability to conversate with us.
So, guys, so you're moving to San Diego. That's interesting.
Okay. You going to come visit me?
Yeah, yeah.
We got a pimp pad not too far from the beach. We can hit La Jolla. Get
as long
yourself
as you can
a
keep
rich
your kids away from me.
Okay. So he is charactering.
Is this like an Uncle Paul character where you're not allowed to be around my kids?
You tell me. I don't know.
Should I ask him a yes and or question?
I feel like he's doing this Andy Kaufman-esque thing.
It really is.
Except instead of being like on The Late Show, it's just this podcast.
In 50 years from now, they're going to be like, remember Chris and what he did on Papa's Basement?
If he keeps it up, I hope he winds up like Andy
Kaufman.
He
even pissed the host off, but it was masterful. He didn't care about it. He'd bomb in front of audiences just
so
to piss them off.
How are your kids?
They're awesome.
That's good. So San Diego, are you excited about your kids in San Diego?
Remember the last show when we said we weren't going to repeat this? I am excited about my kids in San Diego. It's awesome.
That's cool, man.
There's 11 parks within a few miles of our house if you really want to get into the nitty gritty.
It's really creepy.
And there's a mountain to hike on.
That's
there's
racist.
A beach.
Yeah.
Fade that.
There's a
yeah,
zoo.
It's disgusting.
Fade that.
They've
there's
got
Legoland.
Jewish American, please.
Jewish American?
Yeah.
A hike?
I fade
oh! I finally got it.
There you go.
I didn't even get the joke.
I fade all of this.
This is horrible. Just keep F-8ing it.
So,
Chris, you're moving to San Diego?
So, why are you moving to San Diego?
No, you. Now you. Whatever. Who are we talking to, by the way?
You. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Are you Chris or are you somebody else?
No, I'm Chris.
Okay.
So, why are you moving to San Diego, I guess?
My wife's family is from San Diego. And that is where, as we call them from our children, because this is super exciting, Nana and Poppy are retiring to.
Sounds fun.
Sounds awesome.
Bullshit.
Do you want to hang out? Do you want to hang
out? I'm sorry.
Do you want to hang out with Nana and Poppy sometime? I can set it up for you. Is he spitting or drinking? How do you not spit? Do you? Are you swallowing your snuff?
Bullshit.
F8 that, John.
He might not have taken snuff. That might have been a plug of beef.
So, John.
Yeah.
We're going to have a show?
Oh, no.
How's it going over there?
That ship sailed. We've just got 45 minutes to go of plugging in the silence.
The silence.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much show to be had.
I heard the PF Pod's back. I'm going to plug that 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Go to PF Pod.
I wanted Chris on it at one point, but I'm not sure anymore. Unless Chris he brings us this plate of meat. Into summers.
Again, I think in the future, Chris is going to have to go to the character podcast, the improv cast or whatever we call it.
Are you guys going to have a new cast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should.
He wants that. I think that's what he's coming
that's cool.
for.
Who will be your third
That's mark? What I'm gunning for.
I don't know, man.
That's what I'm gunning for, John.
I can't. Do you want to just record some BS? I can't really do this as a show.
I don't know where to go with this.
All right, yeah. We can just let's just stop. We'll just drink and eat meat.
No, we'll just keep going.
No, I'm not.
Yes.